Here at Jewish Rock Radio, we care about the meaning and the action behind Jewish music. Every week on Jewish Rock Radio, we feature a series of provocative shows hosted by top artists in Jewish life, dedicated to enriching your knowledge about Jewish artists, their music, and the impact they're having on our world today. Up next on Jewish Rock Radio, join us for Jewish Holiday Remix with host Jacob Spike Kraus. Jewish Holiday Remix explores the hidden and the holy in the music of our holidays. Get ready for an unexpected musical look behind your favorite holidays. You're listening to Jewish Rock Radio and Jewish Holiday Remix with Jacob Spike Kraus.
Hey, this is Jacob Spike Kraus, and you're listening to a brand new Jewish Rock Radio show called Jewish Holiday Remix. We're exploring the hidden and the holy in the music of our holidays. We'll explore the themes and unexpected connections hiding just beneath the surface of some of our favorite holiday songs, as well as contemporary Jewish songs that are reinterpreting holidays in new and exciting ways. This week, we're going to be diving into the Jewish holiday of Passover and how we should look at our own personal journeys. Welcome back, everyone! I hope that you're staying happy and healthy and hopefully finding new ways to be inspired in your daily routines. So today, we're talking about a story, our story, that not only changed a routine, it shattered it into thousands of pieces. Our lives would never be the same. I'm talking, of course, about the Exodus and our redemption from slavery in Egypt. And as is the way, with Jewish Holiday Remix, we're going to find the subtler themes of the story. So, that means no freedom songs, y'all. Let's do a deeper dive in that and see what we find. I want to start our show with a seminal moment in the Passover story, one portrayed countless times, from Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments to DreamWorks' The Prince of Egypt, probably my favorite Passover movie. And I'm talking about Moses' encounter with the burning bush. It's the moment when Moses hears God for the first time, and God tells him that he will be God's messenger, the one to lead the Jewish people out of Egypt. The Torah says that Moses turns to look at a bush that is burning, but it is not consumed by the fire. He actually announces it out loud, "I will now look at this incredible sight." And when God sees that, God calls out to Moses from the bush. And God tells Moses, "Don't come any closer. Wait. Take off your shoes, because the land you are standing on is holy ground." Well, why is it holy ground? I think the obvious answer is that something miraculous is happening in that spot, right? A bush is on fire, but it's not burning up, and God's presence is speaking from the flames. It must truly be a holy place to contain God's presence. But I think it's more than that. I think that spot is holy ground because something miraculous is happening in that spot. God is setting in motion the events of our redemption. This is a momentous occasion, and the places where the course of history is altered are hallowed ground, like Philadelphia in 1776. Or Tel Aviv in 1948. And yet, I think it's even more than that. This place isn't just holy ground because of God. It is holy ground because of Moses. Because Moses takes the time to notice, to stop, and appreciate. He didn't just continue on in his routine, oblivious to the world around him. In that place of recognition, of wonder, God chooses Moses to be a leader, to be the leader. In our lives, every day, we walk on holy ground. Not the miraculous kind, but the places where we pause and notice and appreciate. Here is Holy Ground by Craig Taubman on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
Every minute, every hour, every day, everything, everyone, every place, every way, where you walk, where you stand, where you love, where you praise. All of life is holy ground. Every he, every she, every what, every who. It's in her, it's in them, it's in me, it's in you. In the bitter, in the sweet, in the calm, in the storm. All of life is holy ground. So walk as if it's holy ground. Breathe as if it's all around. Talk and make a holy sound. Take your shoes off, you're on holy ground. When you heal, when you laugh, when you pray, when you hold, when you keep, when you give it away. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day. All of life is holy ground. So walk as if it's holy ground. As if it's all around. Talk and make a holy sound. We take our shoes off, we're on holy ground. We are one people, one story, one tapestry we weave. One journey, one glory, one legacy we leave. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day. Everything, everyone, every place, every way. Where you walk, where you stand, where you love, where you praise. All of life is holy ground. Can you feel the holy ground? Take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
That was Holy Ground by Craig Taubman off his album, Holy Ground. I'm your host, Jacob Spike Krause, and you're here with me listening to Jewish Holiday Remix on Jewish Rock Radio. All right, so God tells Moses that he's going to be the one to go to Pharaoh and relay a message. We all know that message, right? Let my people go. And Moses' reaction is one we might all have in that moment. He asks, why me? Who am I to be the one to do this? Look, there's definitely a Devar Torah in here somewhere about what we talked about in our last segment. Moses is breaking out of his routine, making him the perfect candidate to break the Israelites out of their routine of oppression. We'll save that for another show. I really want to focus on Moses, because after God reassures Moses, "Don't worry, I will be with you," Moses is not satisfied. First, he asks, what if they don't believe me? And so God does a few quote-unquote magic tricks to help offer proof, right? There's the whole bit of the staff turning into a snake and back again. And Moses hesitates still, and here we find out why. Moses has a speech impediment, a stutter. How can someone with a stutter possibly be a messenger, especially God's messenger? Moses discredits his own voice. He downplays his ability to be a difference maker because he thinks he isn't good enough. That his voice isn't good enough to impact change. We all feel like that sometimes. We question our ability to impact change. But God doesn't let Moses off the hook. He points him to his brother Aaron for aid, but insists, "I will be with your mouth and his." God teaches Moses that we all have a voice. Our voices are powerful. Our voices can change the world. Here is "I Have a Voice" by Alana Arian on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
Take a stand.
I have a voice. My voice is powerful. My voice can change the world. I have a voice. My voice is powerful. My voice can change the world. Change the world.
Adonai Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam Sheasanu, Sheasanu, Betzalem Elohim.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam Sheasanu, Sheasanu. B'Tselem Elohim. I have a voice. My voice is powerful. My voice can change the world. I have a voice. My voice is powerful. My voice can change the world. Change the world.
I'll stand up for what's right.
I'll stand up for what's right.
I will use this strength I've been given to be a light.
I have a voice. My voice is powerful. My voice can change the world. I have a voice. My voice is powerful. My voice can change the world. I have a voice. My voice is powerful. My voice can change the world. I have a voice. My voice is powerful. My voice can change the world. Change the
That was "I Have a Voice" by Alana Arian, featuring the vocal talents of the URJ Kutz Camp participants. It's me, your host, Jacob Spike Krause, and you're right here listening to Jewish Holiday Remix, only on Jewish Rock Radio. All right, we're jumping ahead in our story. Truthfully, we'll jump around a lot today, but we're jumping to the end of the quote-unquote Egypt chapter of the story, right? The crossing of the Sea of Reeds, and finally, being free. But instead of looking at the Torah text, I want to check in with the rabbis of our tradition, who often find hidden teachings in the unspoken parts of the Torah. In the Talmud, the rabbis discuss the story of the Sea of Reeds and read into the line, quote, "And the one came not near the other all night." And they say that this is actually a reference to the angels who would sing songs to each other in the heavens. The rabbis teach that in this moment, God says to the angels, "Look, my children, the work of my hands, the Egyptians, my creation, are drowning in the sea. And you wish to sing songs of celebration?" And this is juxtaposed with the backdrop of the Israelites singing and dancing for joy, led famously by Miriam and her tambourine, with no reproach from God. And aren't they justified? In their celebration, the Egyptians persecuted, enslaved, and made life unbearable for the Israelites, generation after generation. What does this moment teach us? It's the duality of our reactions to our enemy's demise. Emotions are complex. The truth is, a part of all of us feels like dancing for joy, just like the Israelites on the shores of the sea. And we learn from the rabbis that God doesn't celebrate the downfall of our enemies, and in all ways, we must strive to act the same. How we treat our friends says a lot about us as people. But how we treat our enemies says even more. We must try to answer darkness with light, not darkness, hatred with love. Only then will the world truly know peace. Here is Here and Today by Todd Herzog, only on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Cannot drive out the darkness. Only light can drive the darkness away. Hate cannot drive out the hatred. Only love can bring the dawning of the day. There's a time when peace will be upon us, the time for which our prophets wait. But the time to embrace one another is here and today. Fulfillment day. We can't wait for someone else to write the chorus. Only we can say the words we're meant to say. There's a time when peace will be upon us, the time for which our prophets wait. But the time here and today. Silence is a rain.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio. Jewish Rock Radio is listener supported. We count on your support to provide the ultimate in Jewish rock. Visit www.jewishrockradio.com/support and pledge your support today.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Jacob Spike Krause, and you're listening to a brand new Jewish Rock Radio show called Jewish Holiday Remix, exploring the hidden and the holy in the music of our holidays. This week, we're taking a deep, deep dive into the lessons we learn from the Passover story. All right, y'all, welcome to the Kids Corner. Each episode of Jewish Holiday Remix, I'm going to feature one song in particular that can shift the way we teach about these holidays to our kids. This week, that song is Micha Mocha by Lucy Greenbaum, a contemporary setting to the ancient words featured in our Passover story. Look, there are so many Passover songs, right? Dayenu, Go Down Moses, Frog Songs, Four Questions, etc., so on and so forth. And we so often overlook the most pivotal, quote, Passover song, right? Literally, Shirat Hayam, the Song of the Sea, the song the Israelites sing after crossing the Sea of Reeds and finally knowing freedom. What if we think of Passover as an opportunity to teach about the holiday and the liturgy simultaneously? While songs like Dayenu are relevant only once a year, we sing Micha Mocha almost every time we pray. Teaching a new melody for Micha Mocha on Passover sets our children up for lifelong learning and lifelong praying. Now, I love this melody by Lucy Greenbaum, and it is excellent for kids of all ages. It sounds modern and it feels relevant, like music our kids are hearing right now on Spotify or YouTube, which makes them more likely to latch onto it and sink their teeth into it. It's a beautiful melody that isn't too complicated to learn, and teen song leaders will be able to rock this out on guitar. I promise, I've used it before. So without further ado, here is Micha Mocha by Lucy Greenbaum on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Ooh.
That, my friends, was Micha Mocha by Lucy Greenbaum off of her album Sing Your Strength. I'm your host, Jacob Spike Krause, and you're with me listening to Jewish Holiday Remix right here on Jewish Rock Radio. The Passover story is a story of new beginnings, right? Moses starts a new life in the land of Midian after he runs away. The Israelites begin their journey to the Promised Land. Hidden throughout this story is a sequence of several beginnings that lead to our people's eventual redemption. The holiday of Passover also celebrates new beginnings, not the story, but the holiday itself. Our Seder is held in the spring, a time of rebirth and renewal, symbolized by the egg on our Seder plate, right? In fact, Passover is actually the start of the new year, technically. God says so right here in the book of Exodus. It's unclear why we celebrate Rosh Hashanah during the seventh month of the Hebrew calendar. Maybe we'll talk about that in the fall when we do a Rosh Hashanah episode. Anyways, just as Passover is a time of new beginnings, every single day is a new beginning. And we're supposed to begin every day with the words Modeh or Moda Ani, thanking God for returning our souls to us and giving us a new day of life. Beginnings should be a celebration of the potential that lies ahead. Every new day, every new year, every single new journey. Here is Modeh Ani by Michelle Citrin on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
Is shining, it's bright light.
was Modet Ani by Michelle Citrin. I'm your host, Jacob Spike Krause, and you're listening to Jewish Holiday Remix here on Jewish Rock Radio. Okay, so on the Shabbat in the middle of Passover, we read a famous excerpt from the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel explains that God places him in a valley full of dry bones and asks him if the bones will ever live again. God commands Ezekiel to prophesy over the bones to tell them that God will cause them to breathe again, reform them into living, breathing bodies. And then, in a cool and kind of creepy visual, the bones rise up and rejoin into bodies covered in flesh and tendons, into which God breathes breath from the four winds. The bones are supposed to represent Israel in exile, dried up and hopeless. Ezekiel is to be God's messenger, announcing that God will lift them out of their spiritual graves and bring them to the land of Israel. The connection, I think, is obvious to the Passover story. We're witnessing another beginning of a redemption journey, this time from exile rather than Egypt. Ezekiel, just like Moses, is God's messenger of hope. Mystically, there's a tradition that the Messiah returning and resurrecting the dead, announcing the world to come, and all of that jazz will actually take place on Passover. And it's a fitting time, right? Passover, the celebration of rebirth, of new beginnings, seemingly the perfect time for the ultimate embodiment of renewal and rebirth. The story of Ezekiel and the dry bones then ties Passover history to Passover present, and further still, to Passover future. Now, with a song about that scene in Ezekiel, here is Echoes in the Valley by Rabbi Josh Roshofsky on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Silent valley on remnants of where their hearts and souls have been. Let the air that's breathing from the four winds come out and let me in. Chosen here, so come out and meet your destiny at last. Let the air that's breathing from the four winds come out and let me in. Let the air that's breathing from the four winds come out and let me in. Thousands of years, we'll finally meet there
a missing piece of mine. To walk together without having met, believe it, and one day I promise you will find. Oh, you'll find.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com. Jewish Rock Radio is listener supported. We count on your support to provide the ultimate in Jewish rock. Visit www.jewishrockradio.com/support and pledge your support today.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Jacob Spike Krause, and you're listening to a brand new Jewish Rock Radio show, Jewish Holiday Remix, exploring the hidden and the holy in the music of our holidays. This week, we're taking a deep dive into the Passover story and all we're supposed to learn from its retelling. So Passover isn't merely a story in our past. It is a metaphor for our lives in the present. Check this out. The Hebrew word for Egypt is Mitzrayim. The Jewish people were brought out of Mitzrayim by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Now, the Hebrew word Mitzrayim is built on the root word tsar, which means narrow. So Mitzrayim, not just Egypt, but alternatively translated as the narrow place. So God didn't just bring us out of Egypt, God brought us out of a narrow place. What does that mean? What is a narrow place? Well, presumably a narrow place is a place of anxiety. It's hard to maneuver, it's hard to breathe, a place in which you are stuck with no realistic means of getting out. What are the narrow places in your life? The bad habits from which you are struggling to break free, the jobs that seem to wear you down to your soul, the relationships that don't give you as much love as you put in. Passover is a roadmap for escaping our personal Mitzrayim, our personal Egypts, our personal narrow places. No, I'm not talking specifically about God coming to rescue us from our 9-to-5s, y'all. I'm talking about recognizing the narrow places in our lives, calling out for the help we need, and being ready to believe in that help when it arrives. And I promise, y'all, it is coming. Here is Aneini by Noah Aronson on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock. Healing.
I pray for a world where every voice is heard and no one is silent.
Divine Beloved, help me feel worthy to receive the blessings that you shower upon me each and every day.
I wish everybody on this planet had what they need.
Hashem, please help the impoverished, those that succumb to suffering.
I hope that the world will still exist for my children and their children.
Can you help us protect all of them?
I pray for a world where everyone is free to be exactly who they are, who they need.
Aneni by Noah Aronson, off his album More Love. God, I love that song. It's me, your host, Jacob Spike Krause, and you're listening to Jewish Holiday Remix on Jewish Rock Radio. So the Passover story isn't the beginning of our journey, but it is a beginning. It's a moment in our legacy, from creation to today. It's the beginning of Moses' journey to becoming the greatest leader our people has known. It's the beginning of our journey to the Promised Land, the land of Israel, though we would be exiled from it more than once before this story is over. Journeys are scary because we don't know the ending. We can't, fundamentally, otherwise it's not a journey. We might know the destination of our journey, but how can we predict all the things we might face along the way? All the ways we might change by the time we arrive? The Israelites make a lot of wrong turns in their journey through the desert. There's that whole incident with the golden calf, a ton of complaining about bad food, and even Moses, the Moses, lets his frustration get the best of him, and it costs him a place in the Holy Land. But there are some right turns too. We see the people coming together as one. We see the emergence of new leaders with new visions, and we see the beginning of a people no longer slaves, but free. Passover is a moment to take stock of our personal journeys. Where are we coming from? Where are we headed? And what will happen to us along the way? There aren't any certainties, no magic answers written down in this story, or any story for that matter. We just have to have faith our journeys will take us where we're meant to go, and that we will be blessed as we go on our way. So with that, here is Tfilat HaDerech by Debbie Friedman on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
As we go on our way, may we
That was Tefillat HaDerech by Debbie Friedman from her album, And You Shall Be a Blessing. I'm your host, Jacob Spike Krause, and that's it for Jewish Holiday Remix for now. I gotta tell you, it was a real treat for me to dig deep into the Passover story with you all. You can stream the last episode of Jewish Holiday Remix and learn more about the artists featured on this show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And while you're at it, make sure you're following Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter. Stay tuned to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.